countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Our next item this morning reminds me that it is this coming week, 20 years ago, we had a really, really special day in this country. The day of welcomes, when we brought in 10 new members into the EU, was something that was officially commemorated, announced to the world, if you like, at Áras an Uachtaráin in the Phoenix Park. I was lucky enough to be there reporting on it. Really kind of historical event. You saw Silvio Berlusconi and Tony Blair rubbing shoulders with Bertie Ahern and all of the prime ministers and heads of state of the 10 new members, among them, of course, Poland. And there were so many Polish people chose to come and live and work in Ireland in the years after that week 20 years ago in 2004. Some have returned to Poland, but there are 90,000 Polish citizens who continue to live here today. In Limerick, St. Michael's Church on Denmark Street is known locally as the Polish Church. And if you pass by on a spring evening, you may hear the Cantate Deo Polish Choir rehearsing in their native Polish. Dermot McIntyre of Grey Heron Media dropped in to listen to the choir and hear the reflections of the singers on their lives in Ireland.
Some of the songs in Polish, they are like kind of elevator that kind of brings me to those places or moments from like childhood or some memories that like we sang these songs, you know, when we were children in Poland, or let's say our parents sang it.
Alicja Rogal,
Ewa Żagdyndał,
Anna Bańko-Szumacher,
Małgosia Izabela Sawicka,
Sylwia Jankę-Krygier,
Monika Habrych.
What's the feeling that singing brings?
It's the time that you basically switch off from the daily problems or daily responsibilities. You work on something very hard and you can achieve a lot just by practicing and working with people together.
Tożsamość.
It's identity.
Harmonia.
Harmony.
Jedność.
Unity.
Osiągnięcie.
Accomplishment.
Ulga.
Relief.
Przynależność.
Belonging.
Where do you call home nowadays?
For people who are actually living abroad, it's a very difficult question, because when you hear you're part of this land and that's your home, but then again, Poland, it's still home as well. So you kind of divide it. I think if I even go back to Poland, my heart will stay here as well. So I'll be probably missing here as well. So like, once you move abroad, you never have one home. It's always divided. You have two homes.
Does that feel like a loss or a gain?
It's a gain, because you're part of something different. You know, you learn a lot. Like for myself, like Ireland gave me a lot. Irish people are unbelievable. Like, you know, they're so nice, so open, so easygoing as well. And you know what? I learned a lot from Irish people to actually be easygoing, be open to other cultures, to be open to issues. Like, it changed me. It helped me to grow and to become who I am.
Like, when I came to Ireland first, I was kind of surprised that strangers were saying hi with this nice big smile. That also gives you this feeling of kind of being welcomed as well, you know?
The power of people together singing.
Dobra, to zacznijmy znowu od ciebie, od twojego tego.
I feel energized. I feel very relaxed after full day of work. Just amazing. Like the guys were saying, it really releases stress, especially when I have a little child at home and running all day and lifting up and being with her all day. And so it's like therapeutic for me, yes. For me, and a huge amusement and entertainment.
Every time when we meet, we're trying to do so much because we enjoy it that we just don't want this time to finish. And then straight away we're thinking, okay, when is the next time that we can meet?
Yeah, because I also think that for us, it's not only that we are just making this music and like just singing. I think we all like each other, first of all.
We do rely on each other. And even outside the choir, if something happens to one person, we all gather to help each other. So it's like a family more than actually just a choir. And the reason why this is actually so strong is because we are abroad and we don't have our family here. Your friends are becoming your family that you don't have here. And I think that's why we are so connected, we are so close.
We need each other.
And we need each other, yeah. The funny thing is that most of us, when we came here, everybody was like, okay, I will be here only for a year maybe two. I earn some money and I'll go back to Poland. And like, yet 20 years later, and I'm still here, you know? So it's like, yeah.
We are creating those situations that we speak Polish, we sing in Polish, because we know we're here, but we want to be there as well. I miss home, no matter how I love living in Ireland, and no matter I have my family here, so yeah, I don't need anything else, like, you know, but there is always this thing, like, you know, that I miss home. So we have to bring that part of Poland here through singing, through talking in Polish, through our Christmas traditions, Easters, and loads of different gatherings, like.
Year almost. The first wave, that first generation, like everything you're doing, you're creating.
We are creating this for our children, that, because we don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to stay in Ireland, or are they going to go back to Poland, or are they going to go to a different country? But at least we know we're going to leave something for them in here. That sense of community, that sense of Polishness, that sense of our culture that they can use if they need it. I changed a lot in my own character through that choir, you know, because I wanted everything too perfect. And I understood, like, you know, that not everyone has to go the same path as I go. So I really, really changed a lot. And I learned a lot from all the people, like, you know, that sometimes I just have to step back a little bit, like, you know.
And we learn that sometimes actually when you take this pressure off, it actually becomes much better than with this pressure.
I remember conversations we have when we first talk. Did you hear those Irish choirs? They don't look in for perfection. They just have fun. How does it happen? Because when you come back from Poland, it's very straight there. So I think this attitude came to our choir as well, and that helped us to blend. You can have fun and get to the perfection instead of just.
But that's what I learned through the years, actually, living in Ireland.
Yeah,
that kind of, it's going to be grand.
We know we're here, but we want to be there. If that isn't part of the Irish condition, I do not know what is. The voices of the Cantate Deo choir rehearsing in St. Michael's Church in Denmark Street in Limerick, brought to us there by Grey Heron Media's Dermot McIntyre.